Before ebooks came to be, if you were a reader of mysteries, whodunits, it could become kind of tempting. Just flip to that last page, find out the answers. I mean, sure, you can still do that with an ebook. Not that instantaneous. You have to either scroll or plug in the last page's numbers so you can get there. That leaves you time to slam the brakes on your attempt to look ahead and have some second thoughts about it. And I never really understood why people do that either. I mean, the answer is there. It's etched into the page. Nothing's going to change it. So why not just do what you need to do so you're ready to experience and understand it? And the same could be said, by the way, of the end times. There are people who walk in God's word and those who don't, who all but demand to know when the rapture will happen, who the Antichrist is, when will Jesus return to this earth. You know, demand all you want. Jesus' own words make your demands moot, as we read in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, where he says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." However, the Bible does provide us with a large number of clues to watch for, which will alert us to the closeness of that day. Let's start with idolatry. Listen to what Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20, what he ties idolatry with. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies. There's also a vital warning for both the idols and those who worship them. That's found in Zechariah chapter 13, verse 2. "It shall be in that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to depart from the land." In morality, Jesus spoke about this in Mark chapter 7, verse 21. "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders." Yet today, doesn't it sound like much of that evil is actually thought of as normal? War, that's another clue. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 14, war against the Lamb is referenced. "These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful." Do we not see Jesus and those who follow him being attacked with a growing frequency? But perhaps the most clues about that final day rest with Israel, more specifically Jerusalem. Depending on the translation that you're using, Jerusalem is mentioned over 850 times in the Bible. God creates his eternal foundation in Jerusalem in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 17. "At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered to it. To the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem, no more shall he follow the dictates of their evil hearts." And we have Jesus in Luke chapter 21, verse 20, giving the warning, "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near." Moving forward to verses 25 through 28, Jesus continues, "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectations of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." The Bible provides us with so many other clues about what we should not just be watching for that's still to come, but also recognizing which of these warnings from ages ago are already taking place. Are you watching?